Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you for your company. Well, tonight, looking at the modern dream pop origins. Dream pop, what is it? Well, it's a subgenre of post-punk and alternative rock music, and it's often claimed to be an 80s phenomenon. Influenced by neo-psychedelia, ambient and electronic music, dream pop is really characterised by its really ethereal soundscapes and melodic vocals. Two bands come to mind, the Cocteau Twins and This Mortal Coil. They're credited as pioneers of the genre, and their music paved the way for bands in the 90s like My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive. However, a deeper investigation will reveal its early traces actually go back to 1960s and 1960s psychedelia movement, in fact, which was pioneered by influential bands such as the Velvet Underground. Their 1967 debut, the Velvet Underground and Nico, incorporated what music critic Mark Beaumont termed psychedelic dream pop. There you go. In addition to a variety of other styles across that album. Also, 1960s band The Byrds would also influence the very swoony harmonies of later British dream pop groups. Well, dream pop is known for its atmospheric and immersive sound that transcends traditional musical structures. The genre typically features shimmering guitars, lush synthesizers, and reverb-drenched vocals that create this sense of spaciousness and otherworldliness, as you will hear tonight. The overall effect is an enchanting sonic experience that transports listeners to a dreamlike state. So dream pop is totally immersive and a totally dreamlike experience for the listener. So this week on Alt.80s, we're going to take that immersive sonic journey through the music of those modern dream pop originators. We're going to hear from the Cocteau Twins, This Mortal Coil, Jesus and Mary Chain, Dorothy Column, and some other influential contemporaries. We might open the program tonight with some music from the band that is, well, traditionally seen as the dream pop pioneers, the Cocteau Twins.
Yeah.
Now there's the Cocteau Twins and Sugar Hiccup, which was taken from the Head Over Heels album from 1983. And on that album, we get the first evidence of their emerging ethereal wave sound that would later be defined as dream pop. Cocteau Twins, UK post-punk band, really, named after, despite some theories, an early and obscure Simple Minds song. The group was founded in Scottish town of Grangemouth in 1981 when Robin Guthrie, the guitar player, and Will Hedgie, the bass player, met Elizabeth Fraser in the town's disco. And, of course, Guthrie and Fraser became an item, and Elizabeth brought a unique sound to the band, an utterly unique performer whose, you know, rather swooping and very operatic vocals relied less on any recognisable language than on some really subjective sounds and textures of verbalised emotions, which kind of added to the dreamlike state of a Cocteau Twins experience. Active from 1979 to 1997 and through a catalogue of 9 albums, they pioneered, in retrospect, the 1980s alternative subgenre of dream pop and helped define what would become shoegaze, and we'll have that conversation later in the programme. By the time we get to 1984 and their next album, Treasure, we see Cocteau Twins move away from their post-punk influences like Susie and the Banshees to this sound that was, well, at the time, defined as ethereal wave. This is the Cocteau Twins on Alt.80s. That's the Cocteau Twins and the title card from their 1988 album Bluebell Knoll, their fifth studio album, and an album named after a peak in southern Utah called Bluebell Knoll. New Musical Express, the very prestigious UK magazine, music magazine, ranked Bluebell Knoll at number 33 on its list of 1988's best albums. And by Bluebell Knoll, the Cocteau Twins had really come of age and were being noticed as a really serious force defining a genre. Before that, you heard from the 1986 album Victorialand, a piece called Lazy Calm. And on that album, the duo of Guthrie and Fraser were really the dominant contributors, and they opted for a more subtler sound, and they kind of basically dispensed with most of the percussion and bass. Instead, it was mostly Guthrie's playing and Elizabeth Fraser's amazing and almost indecipherable lyrics. And began that bracket with a track from the 1984 album Treasure and Pandora. Well, after nearly 20 years together, the band disbanded in 1997, in part due to issues stemming from the disintegration of Fraser and Guthrie's romantic relationship. And in 2005, the band announced that they might reunite for a headline at the Coachella Festival and then embark on a world tour. But that reunion was cancelled a month later after Fraser refused to perform on stage with Guthrie. So in 2021... In an interview, Raymond confirmed that Cocteau Twins will never reform. An amazing band and massive contributors to, ethereal wave or dream pop or modern dream pop or shoegaze. What is it? I think it's a bit of a combination of all of the above. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight we're listening to some of the exponents of modern dream pop, if you will. And that was a term which was pronounced by Rolling Stone magazine. And they said that it was originating out of the 1980s and that the Cocteau Twins were really the drivers of it, along with a band called This Mortal Coil. And there's a critical album was released in 1984 by that band. It's called It'll End in Tears, and the band This Mortal Coil were referred to as a dream pop supergroup, and the project was conceived by label head of 4AD labels, Ivor Watts-Russell. And it featured members of the Cocteau Twins, Dead Can Dance, Modern English, and a whole bunch of other artists on the 4AD label. And the album helped set the template for dream pop, and then associated 4AD, which was formerly a goth-affiliated UK label, with dream pop. You'll take some tracks from This Mortal Coil.
Floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers drew me. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you for you sing Touch me not, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, shines from the sun. As a newborn child, I'm as riddled as the time. Should I stand at the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me.
Three tracks there from This Mortal Coil, a band labelled as the modern dream pop supergroup. Track there, Not Me, from the It'll End in Tears album from 1984, a song written by Colin Newman of Wire and performed by Robbie Gray from Modern English and Simon Raymond, or Simon Raymond, as the two key members in that piece. Simon Raymond, of course, from the Cocteau Twins. You also heard Tarantula from the Filigree and Shadow album from 1986 from This Mortal Coil, and began that bracket with the very infamous, really, Song to the Siren from the It'll End in Tears album, which is, a Fraser and Guthrie collaboration. And that was the album's single, really. It's a Tim Buckley cover, Song to the Siren, and it became a very influential work in the genre. And it even saw some success in the UK indie chart, remaining there consistently for about 2 years. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. Thank you for your company tonight. A bit of dream pop coming your way. Well, modern dream pop, if you will. Well, a band that kind of drifted into dream pop category was a band called the Durruti Column, post-punk band formed in 1978 in Manchester. Basically the project of a guitarist and occasional pianist, Vinnie Riley, among one of the first acts to be signed to Factory Records. 20 albums released under the name of Durruti Column, and with their very experimental and almost uncategorisable, largely instrumental soundscapes. The band never really rose above cult status, but at times were labelled as part of the dream pop genre, with Vinnie Riley's dreamlike performance and production. This is Vinnie Riley, and from the album Circus and Bread, it's called Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. tomorrow. All I wanted was your time. All you ever gave me was tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Thank you.
the very dreamy tones of Julie Cruz, American singer and actress known for her collaborations with composer Angelo Badalamenti and film director David Lynch in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Cruz is best known for her 1989 single, which you just heard, called Falling. An instrumental version was used as the theme song for the television series Twin Peaks, if you recognised that tune. It came off her debut album called Floating Into the Night, and often cited as one of the most distinguishable examples of dream pop. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight we've been kind of spinning some very dreamy sounds under the category of modern dream pop. And a band that made the transition from dream pop into the next decade. As the 80s moved into the 90s, dream pop turned into shoegaze. And a band that was part of that transition was another Scottish band. They're called the Jesus and Mary Chain. And a single that really did it, I suppose, was a song called Just Like Honey. I'll leave you with that tonight. Hope you've enjoyed our dreamy, dreamy program tonight. And for more alternative 80s sounds, please join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock.